The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 19. Thou art the bright messenger. Thou art the bright messenger, the shining one, the being of pure spirit. Thou art not the man thou hast been, lo, these many years. Thou art newborn, fresh, clean, and pure. Thou art not an old creature patched up by various treatments. Thou, bright messenger, golden one, hast never descended to the level of belief, and therefore hast not consorted with the shadows of the play life. Thou art the bright messenger with winged feet, who goeth where he will, and knoweth no obstruction nor adverse condition. Thou art the unconditioned, the untrammeled, the free, the individualized yet inseparable manifestation of the All God. Thou art the bright messenger. Thou art full of light, bathed in all light. Whithersoever thou goest is light, not consciously projected, but unconsciously conveyed, a natural effect of thy presence. Thou art the bright messenger. Thine eye is single to the allness of God, the oneness of creation. Thou therefore seest with the eye of light. Thou lookest into a universe of all light, and seest through the shadows of belief. Thou seest the world in a world, the rose in a rose, and the man in a man. Thou perceivest with thine eye of light that which is and always has been, not that which shall be changed by begging, beseeching, or praying to a tyrant called God to make whole. With the eye of light thou seest nothing to heal, for thy sight is perfect in the understanding. I am of too pure eyes to behold iniquity. If God cannot perceive it, how can the man in the street perceive it and make long prayers over it? Thou art the bright messenger, the being of light. In the touch of thy hand is light. As the warmth of spring touches the frozen earth, so thy touch of light causes the seed to swell and burst and the flower to leap in her chalice. Thy touch of light is like the soft rain on the parched desert, which causes it to blossom as a rose. Whomsoever thou touchest, in the true sense of the word, thou transformest, instantly, gloriously, freely, joyously. And men shall call it health, but thou shalt call it revelation. Thou art the bright messenger. Thou hast the golden touch which transforms everything into the gold of the Ophir never dreamed. Thy touch shall be able to take from the fish's mouth the needed symbol. Thy touch it is which gives that which is beyond price, and which makes a man rich even when the saying goes, "Silver and gold have I none, but of such as I have give I unto thee." Such as thou hast in the touch, O bright messenger, is beyond the price of pearls and rubies, the transforming touch which is gentle yet firm, which is soft like the surface of the ocean, but which has the power to dash a whole fleet of evil ships into oblivion. Thou art the bright messenger. Thy touch is golden. Thou art the bright messenger. The aroma of thy presence precedes thee. Thy passing is as the passing of a cloud of incense from the sacred lilies of the enchanted woods. In thy presence the precious perfume of the soul is sensed above the stagnant odors of human beliefs. When thou comest to the soul, it is as the bridegroom before whom the lovely flowers of purity open and shed their perfume in superabundance. At thy coming, the rose loosens the silken tassel of her soul and gives forth the glorious attar of her being. At thy coming, the trees and minerals loosen the glorious refreshing odors of woods and stones. From thy nostrils comes the breath of life. From thy breath comes the appearance of the new creation. Man becomes a living soul by breathing thy breath. Man lives and moves and breathes and has his being in thy breath. Thy breath fans the small sparks of faith into the flame of realization. From thy nostrils comes the flashing, dazzling fire which consumes the dross of belief. Thou art the bright messenger. Thy invitation is, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Eat my body, my substance, and drink my blood, inspiration. Thy taste is golden. The milk and the honey of the universe, of the all God, are thine. The hidden manna, that which the eye, the human belief, cannot see, thou feedest upon. Thy eternal drink is the living water. Thou shalt never be without the sustenance of spirit, no matter whither thou goest. Thou shalt realize this all substance, and thou shalt cease from thy thought-taking process of wondering wherewithal thou shalt be clothed and fed. Thou shalt eat and hunger no more, drink and thirst no more, for thou shalt feed upon the reality of life instead of the husks of material belief with its shadow appearances. Thou art the bright messenger, the bearer of glad tidings. Upon thy breastplate, encrusted in gold, is the motto, "Speak no evil, nor listen to it." Thou art of too pure ears to hear evil. Thou hearest with the ear of spirit. Thou hearest with the silent ear, closed to the din of the human relative conditions, but open to that which eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, human thought, the things which are prepared for them that love thy law. Thou hearest the word of peace, and an ocean of fury of belief is stilled and made calm. Thou hearest the reports of that which is, and thou tellest of these. Thou hearest the things that ear hath not heard. The ear of man, whose breath is in his nostrils, and whose eye is double, and yet thou hearest the report of the kingdom here and now. Thou hearest the glad tidings of the eternal Christ walking today in the garden of attainment. Thou hearest the words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," and thou knowest these words to be addressed to thee. Thou art not ashamed nor afraid because of thy nakedness. The stark strategies of the human belief fade into the distance when thou obeyest this call with the eye of spirit. Thou hearest in the true sense of the word, in the fearless sense of the word, "Arise and shine, for thy light hath come." No need to create this light to stimulate it, but only to recognize this light as being within. How can a man who is constantly looking for evil to heal and treat know anything of the kingdom? How can he understand the things which cannot be seen nor heard with the human ears? How can he set right that which he has already done? And yet there are those poor deluded souls who have appointed themselves official stone casters for the Christ, not realizing that they are casting stones at him. Thou art the bright messenger, the being of light, the unafraid. Why should there be fear when the realization has come that thou art the bright messenger, the being of pure spirit, not subject to the beliefs of the thought world, not subject to the failures and successes of thy human life, but suddenly up and above that which has always seemed so real? Bright messenger, unafraid being, holy creature, Son of God, arise, shine, arise, let thy light so shine. Take no thought. If thou takest thought, it will be of fear or limitation. Thou art the bright messenger, the being of light that goeth before the manifestation of thy human self, and maketh straight the way. Thou art the unafraid, the unbound, the Prometheus unbound. Thou shalt smite the rock and make it gush forth the living water of life. Thou art the bright messenger, the being of light, the unafraid. Thou art glorious. Thou art free. Thou art not bound by human limitations. Thou art not another, a separate one, but the same one, with a capital O. Thou art the Christ. Hail, soul of me, I salute you, Son of God, Christ, bright messenger.